This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, August 4th. Grains were on the downside Thursday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Joe Vaclavic.
Corn futures market traded both sides of unchanged here on Thursday. Futures have generally leaked lower during the last few weeks after topping in early July. As a matter of fact, our December corn futures traded as low as 374 back in June. We traded as low as 375 and kind of tested those lows here on Thursday. So overall, definitely some weakness here, but still generally confined to what had been a multi-month trading range earlier this year. Weather has been a big issue here, and you know, most areas of the Corn Belt have had some issues at one point or another throughout the growing season. So everywhere's had their issues, and how that translates to final yield, we're still not too sure.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 3 at 457.5. September corn ended the day down 1.5 at 364. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 3, ranging from 502.75 to 532. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 4.75, ranging from 534.75 to 564.75. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down, ranging from 788.25 to 823.25. Live cattle for September were up 70 cents at 115.15, and September feeder cattle were up 60 cents at 150.75. September Class 3 milk was down 21 cents at 16.86. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.